Alright folks, welcome back to Depression to Drive, your daily dose of gentle motivation to get you moving, both physically and mentally. Today's topic hits close to home, something we all struggle with at some point. Building a support network for our mental health. Let's face it, life throws curveballs. Sometimes those curveballs feel more like meteor showers, right? And when things get tough, wouldn't you rather have a team of Avengers by your side, cheering you on and lending a hand? That's what a strong support network is all about. Those people who lift you up when you're down, celebrate your wins, and just get you. Now, you might be thinking, Jake, I'm a lone wolf. I handle things myself, and that's cool, but even the coolest of wolves need a pack sometimes. We're wired for connection, built to thrive in community. You know that feeling when you've had a rough day and just want someone to vent to? Or when you achieve something awesome and need to share it with someone who gets excited about it as much as you do? That's the power of a strong support system. So, how do we actually build this amazing support network that feels like a real lifeline? Here are 5 key takeaways that can help. 1. Start small. Think about those people in your life who already make you feel good. Maybe it's a friend who always makes you laugh, a family member who listens without judgment, or even a neighbor who shares a cup of coffee with you on your porch. These are the seeds of your support network. Nurture them. 2. Join the tribe. Think about your interests, hobbies, passions. There's a whole world of people out there who share those things with you. Joining clubs, groups, or online communities can be a fantastic way to connect with like-minded individuals. You might discover new friends and build genuine relationships based on shared experiences. 3. Be open and vulnerable. Ever noticed how easy it is to bond with someone when you let your guard down? Sharing your struggles, without oversharing, of course, can create a sense of trust and intimacy that strengthens connections. Remember, vulnerability doesn't mean weakness, it's actually a sign of strength. 4. Give back. You know the old saying, it's better to give than receive? Well, it's true for building a support network too. Offer a listening ear, lend a helping hand, celebrate your friend's successes. When you focus on giving to others, you create a positive cycle of connection and support. 5. Be patient. Building genuine connections takes time. Don't expect instant results or get discouraged if things don't click right away. Keep putting yourself out there, nurture the relationships that feel authentic, and trust that the right people will come into your life at the right time. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this, you're feeling overwhelmed with work deadlines, personal responsibilities, maybe even a little bit of self-doubt creeping in. Instead of bottling it all up inside, what if you could reach out to someone in your support network? Maybe you call that friend who always knows how to make you laugh, or you have a heartfelt conversation with a family member who truly understands what you're going through. Knowing you have people who care about you, who are there to offer a shoulder to lean on and a listening ear, can make all the difference in navigating those tough times. It's like having a built-in cheering squad, always ready to lift you up and remind you that you're not alone. Remember, building a support network is an ongoing journey, not a destination. It takes effort, vulnerability, and a willingness to connect with others. But the rewards are immeasurable, a stronger sense of belonging, increased resilience, and the unwavering knowledge that you have people who truly have your back. So, my friends, go out there and start building your own amazing support network. Reach out to those people who matter most, nurture those connections, and remember, you deserve to feel loved, supported, and empowered. Now, go get 'em. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who might benefit from hearing it. Maybe a friend who's going through a tough time or even a family member you haven't connected with in a while. And don't be shy. Leave a review on your favorite podcast platform and let me know what resonated with you most. Until tomorrow, keep moving forward, one step at a time. We're in this together.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.